Now, friends, we've come here to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and it's the longest chapter in the Gospel of Mark, 72 verses to be exact. And let me say that we might not have had the kind of action that you were expecting in the last two chapters, although I felt it was there, but we've certainly come to it now. But Jesus is no longer the one performing the action. He's being acted upon by others, both friends and enemies. And the time now has come for him to be delivered up. His earthly ministry is concluded in the fulfillment of the prophecy. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Now he's delivering himself into the hands of man. Mary anoints him. Judas betrays him. Peter denies him. The Sanhedrin arrests him. And he delivers himself into the will of the Father. Now as we come here into the shadow of the cross, the reverent heart feels as, well, you feel as if you'd like to take the spiritual shoes off of your spiritual feet. There are depths that have not been plumbed here and heights that have not been scaled. And the action of this moment involves the anguish and agony of his soul. His hour has come, friends, when you come here. He told his mother there in the wedding in Cana of Galilee, mine hour has not yet come. Well, it's come now, and there is, in this chapter and the one that follows, there's a strange agreement of heaven and hell. Light and darkness are going together in the same direction. Righteousness and sin are going to the cross, and God and Satan have decided that Jesus shall be crucified. And there are individual decisions that are converging upon this cross. Still true today, by the way. Now, this chapter, and here is the way we divide it, and I'd like to give this to you. In the first two verses, the chief priests and scribes plot to kill Jesus. And then verses 3-9, Mary of Bethany pours ointment upon the head of Jesus. Verses 10 and 11, Judas plans to betray. And then in verses 12-25, Jesus prepares for the Last Supper and the First Lord's Supper. And then Peter pledges his allegiance, verses 26-31. Then in verses 32-42, Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then verses 43-52, Jesus placed under arrest. And then verses 53-65, Jesus put on trial before the Sanhedrin. And then verses 66-72, Peter protests that he does not know Jesus. We have a plot, the pouring of the ointment, the plan to betray him, the preparation for the Passover, the pledge of allegiance of Simon Peter, and the prayer of the Lord. He's placed under arrest. He's put on trial. And you have Peter protesting. And again, we have a pod full of peas here, as you can see.